Yeah, everybody's trained apart from Rob. Cops has trained this morning, which was good after twisting his ankle a little bit last week. Curtis has more or less had a full week's training under his belt, so no, everybody's looking fit to go.
And in the goalkeeping position, will Sam come in?
Yeah, Sam will come in. Jed's went back to Aston Villa this morning. You know, it was his last game on Saturday anyway. So we spoke to Villa yesterday, spoke to Jed, he's come in and thanked everybody this morning, and maybe we'd like to thank him and Aston Villa for letting us have him.
Tell us about the circumstances of Sam's arrival.
Yeah, well, we knew Jed was going back on the 1st of November anyway, and it was important that we did have a contingency plan, and that was always to try and get Sam back by hook or by crook, and we're delighted to have him, you know, because everybody here who's seen him play last year, not just potentially, but where he is at the minute, you know, he's a fantastic signing for us.
Would you look at trying to get him long term? You know, he's here till January. Do you want him long term?
He's here January at the minute, purely because that's the length of the contract that we can do with it being the emergency loan window. We'd love to be able to extend it, you know, but sometimes that's out of our hands.
You must be keen on getting stability in the goalkeeping position there.
Yeah, we are. Stability right through the team, more than anything else. But what we have got with Sam is somebody that knows the club inside out from his time last year, and knows the fans, the players, myself, my coaching staff, and it's something that he's very comfortable with. And, you know, there was a lot of goodwill from Man United and especially from Sam to come back here.
Are you still looking for more loan signings?
We're always looking. We always have been. You know, but it was important that we, first and foremost, we got the goalkeeping situation sorted out. We've got Andy Butler in, which was an important signing for us as well. Curtis Main's back fit, not necessarily as match fit as we would want him to be at the minute, but he's getting stronger every day. So at the minute, we're happy with what we've got.
How would you describe the season so far? Is it fair to say stuttering, inconsistent? I don't know what word would you use.
A little bit frustrating. You know, we would all like to go out and win every game. We would all like to be sitting in the top half of the table. But we are where we are at the minute. It's something that we were expecting it to be tough, purely through the circumstances of what happened pre-season, and we knew that there were going to be times, especially at the beginning of the season, that performances weren't, or results weren't going to be great. The one thing we've got here is a long-term plan that myself and the board speak about all the time. And we're going to stick to that, and we're going to build it and see where it takes us.
Do you pay much attention to the league table before Christmas, because it is so tight that two or three wins would catapult you?
If we win the game on Saturday, we could quite easily be mid-table with a couple of games in hand. It's important that, and I've said this all along, that when we win a couple of games, we don't get carried away, and when we lose a couple of games, we don't get too downbeat. You know, and that tends to be what's happening at the minute. We just need to get a bit of a happy medium on things.
Away from the keep mode, the away form isn't that bad. Is there a different sort of mindset going into the away game? Is there a different pressure, less pressure?
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, if we look back to our last two games, MK Dons on Saturday, I thought was a much, much improved performance here. Even, I know people won't think it, but when we look back at the Leighton Orient game, you know, that was an improved performance as well. So what we have to do now is especially last Saturday, is building that. You know, I've said that too often this year, but there comes a point where when we get a decent result, get a clean sheet, that we need to kick on there, and that's what we're looking to do.
Is it difficult to get the message across to a team that aren't winning that sometimes performances do count, and you can have a favourable performance if you don't get the result, and how that
but players can build on that? But players know. I do tell them, but they know themselves. They know when they've performed well, they know when they've not performed well. What we have to do now is start backing, especially last week's performance, up with results.
Similar kind of form for Bradford. I think it's 1-8 for Phil Parkinson's side. Are you going to use that in part of your build-up?
No, not at all. We've seen too many times already this season in a short space of time that in any given day, any team can beat anybody. So, you know, it'll be a tough game. It'll be a derby game. There'll be a good atmosphere there. And Phil's got a good team there, you know, so we won't be looking too much into that.
And he's a talented fella, isn't he? He's proved that with getting Bradford to a Wembley final.
Yeah, he has, and he's got a good squad at his disposal. He's got some good players in there. You know, got some experienced players as well at this level, so we know it's going to be a really tough game.
And a birthday that you would want to end favourably, are you thinking about that? Are you planning your birthday or your birthday evening on the basis of what happened?
I never plan anything on a Saturday night, regardless of whose birthday it is. You know, let's hopefully get a result on Saturday, then I can enjoy a little glass of wine on Saturday night.
Do you feel any pressure at all with the start?
No, I don't. The only pressure I feel is the pressure I put on myself, which I did every day as a player, and I do as a manager. You know, I want to succeed. I want my team to succeed. I want my club to succeed. As in pressure from elsewhere. The board are fantastic with me. As I said already, look, we've got a short term and a long term plan here. It's something we speak about a lot, and something we want to strive to.
How regular are those conversations with the board?
I speak with Gavin probably 3, 4, 5 times a day. So there's regular contact there, and we both know that where we want to go, and the main thing for me is, as I said, it's long term, and we're all in it together.
3, 4, 5 times a day?
Gav, yeah, I can't get rid of him sometimes.
Yeah. Is that all telephone conversation, not text or anything?
No, we speak a lot. You know, there's different factors, and it's not just the football side of it as well. You know, we're trying to build the club from the academy upwards. We're trying to build stuff in the community here as well. It's something that I'm a big part of here as well.
Do you think about the future? I know it's one game at a time, and you need to focus on Bradford, but Western Supermere in the Cup, Sheffield United not too far away.
Yeah, we look ahead. As a coaching staff, we sit and talk about the block of games we've got coming up. But as you rightly say, the most important thing at this present moment in time is it's going to Bradford and getting a result on Saturday.
But a word on Western Supermare, away from home, the fateful old banana skin phrase comes out, doesn't it?
It is, and it'll be a tough game for us because they'll be right up for it. But we'll make sure that we're well prepared for that. You know, we've got somebody going to watch them at Concord Rangers on Saturday to do a match report from us, which I'm sure they're delighted about.
Do they know where it is?
I think they've found it somewhere this morning. But look, it's the magic of the FA Cup. Everybody will be looking for an upset. It's a trophy that's really close to me. You know, twice out of my 3 seasons at Oldham, we drew Liverpool twice. Once away at Anfield, which was a fantastic experience for everybody. Once at home when we beat them. You know, so I know what a good cup run can do for the town and the financial aspects there as well. So. We'll be going on all out to try and make the third round.